Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, this is Lewis Fine, and as always, we have a great show for you today with Kevin Guz of Homevestors Dallas. Kevin is going to be talking about an issue that some real estate investors, part or full-time, may not be aware of, and that is you're ready sometimes right now to begin investing in real estate, and Kevin is going to explain why that is so. So let me bring him on the program right now. Kevin, welcome.
Hi, Lewis.
Hi. So tell us more about this, because there are people that are on the sidelines that think they may not necessarily be qualified, they may not necessarily know enough, they may not necessarily be strong enough financially to invest in real estate right now. And on the contrary, you say they are ready. Tell us about that.
Well, I'll speak from my own experience because I was there one day at one time. And here I am now over 10 years later, a one-time, part-time investor and full-time employee, and now a full-time investor. And I'll admit, I never really thought I would be where I am today, a full-time investor here based out of Dallas, Texas. Because I had all the same apprehensions or worries. I saw all the same obstacles, and I had all the same hesitancies that many people would have about starting out in real estate investing, whether starting out part-time or diving all in and going full-time. I think the hesitancies and the obstacles and the worries and the concerns are probably pretty similar to people. So I'll share kind of what I experienced as I made the leap and started my part-time investing back over 10 years ago. And you know, at that time, I think there were several years prior to that where I was concerned that, gosh, I don't have the time or the money or the knowledge to start part-time real estate investing while you know, managing and working in my full-time career. And I probably also thought, golly, there are so many unknowns when it comes to real estate investing. How am I ever going to learn, or how am I ever going to get confident or competent enough in order to be a successful real estate investor and protect myself, you know, from catastrophe? And then finally, I bet I was also very hesitant, whether I realized it or not, because of just the fact of I didn't have the momentum and couldn't find the motivation to get started. You know, kind of like taking that first step on your morning jog. That's always the most difficult step. The steps tend to get easier once you get going and you get your heart rate up and you get your momentum and your breathing, but it's that first step, and that may even be the step that it takes just to get you out of bed at that hour to get ready for that jog. But without the momentum, real estate investing seemed just like a huge mountain to climb that I questioned whether or not I had the energy to climb it. And what I found based on my experience was that all of these obstacles that I thought existed and that I thought were holding me back, they were actually all the opportunities that would ultimately push me forward as a real estate investor. And here's what I mean by that. Let's talk a little bit about the common hesitancy or apprehension that, hey, I'm a busy full-time employee. Though I'm enamored by real estate investing and I can appreciate the value of it, and I think it's a valid business opportunity for me, I don't have the time, the money, or the knowledge to move forward with part-time real estate investing. Well, I'm here to tell you that your resources are not as limited as you think, and your resources specifically being time, money, and knowledge. I encourage you to accept the mentality that you to go forward and spend what you have of each of these resources, because you will be shocked how easy it is to acquire more, whether it's more time, more money, or more knowledge once you get started. And in my experience, with respect to time, I was hesitant about the time I had available to become a part-time or weekend real estate investor. But as I've talked in the past, I found that the time was there. It had always been there. And until I started and bought my first rental property, I didn't realize that I actually had the time. You know, I've talked in the past how I bought that first property on my lunch hour. It didn't detract from my career or my work. And I was able then to rehab that property evenings and on the weekends in order to get it ready to rent. So I found the time that I needed. And I'll admit, as I moved on to my second property and third property, just the fact that I knew more of what I was doing, I was getting better at what I was doing, I was getting more proficient and more productive and more knowledgeable, that the time factor required became less and less. And that's a well-known fact. As you get better at doing something, the time typically that it takes to do it becomes less. And I found that true in real estate, meaning I thought I had limited time, but I had a lot more time than I thought. And it was even same with the money. You know, the typical hesitation is, well, I don't have the money to become a real estate investor. Well, you'll be surprised that once you make that first investment and you begin to understand the financials better and you begin to build even financial relationships with other lenders, whether they're private lenders or institutional lenders or family, or friends, or whatever, you'll be surprised how easy it becomes to acquire more money in order to continue to invest as you prove yourself, as you gain experience. Even as you profit from your investments, you'll begin to accumulate incremental capital dollars that you can use to move forward. And so you'll be surprised once again that you have more of the money resource than you think, especially as you get going and moving forward. And then finally, on the knowledge, obviously, once you get started and the more you do, you learn a tremendous amount. And I've said in the past, another real estate investor once said, go as far as you can go, and when you get there, you'll be able to see farther. And I can't stress enough how much that summarizes my experience as a real estate investor. Yes, real estate can be very complex, and it can be very daunting, the intricacies and the legalities and the financial aspects, et cetera. But I can't stress enough how, as I just started with what I knew and progressed forward in my investing and acquired more properties, whether they were rental properties or wholesale properties or fix and flip properties, my knowledge continued to accumulate, and I learned as I went. You'll never know everything. You just need to get started with what you do know and learn as you go. Two, about the too many unknowns and that obstacle that I admitted that I experienced when I started. There were so many things that I just didn't know going forward, and that was a great hesitance for me to start real estate investing as a part-timer. And I will tell you, in my experience, action created attraction, meaning as I took action and became a part-time and weekend real estate investor, that action started to attract all sorts of new resources and information and solutions and partners and providers that I didn't know I had access to prior to my beginning as a part-time real estate investor. And here's what I mean. Once I started and got involved, I began to find places to buy houses that I never knew were resources. I began to find solutions to problems that I never thought that I would be able to figure out. I found business partners, and I found different vendor service providers, all of which I didn't know how to find or where to find. But once I got started, bought that first property and submerged myself into real estate investing, it all started to come together. A good example is I found my maintenance provider when I purchased my second rental property over 10 years ago. And the irony is property maintenance is probably one of the greatest nightmares or hesitancies or obstacles for new investors. Gosh, once I get that rental property, what am I going to do when they call on a Sunday evening and the water heater has burst, or there's a plumbing leak or an electrical problem, or there's no air conditioning and it's a 95-degree summer day here in Dallas? Yeah, that's a great hesitancy for a lot of investors. I found my maintenance provider when I purchased my second rental property. He lived two doors down from that property. He just happened to have his truck parked in front of his house one evening when I was at my new rental property. And we met on the sidewalk, and I asked him about what he did and told him what I was doing. And lo and behold, here I am 12 years later. That same individual is maintaining my entire portfolio of rental properties as my key maintenance provider. And I would have never met him if I hadn't taken action, started investing, and put myself in that position. And he has literally solved one of the greatest obstacles that I thought I had as a real estate investor, and that was the proper, timely, and affordable maintenance of my rental portfolio. And finally, let's talk about the lack of momentum and how to get over that hump and take that first step. What I recommend is that as a new or upcoming or wannabe time investor, focus on the concept of making money twice, meaning get that first investment under your belt, whether it's a rental property, a wholesale property, or you do a complete rehab or fix and flip. Do that first investment. It may go great, and that's going to propel you to want to do it again, and that's wonderful, and I hope that's how it goes for you. It may not go great, and the key is, though, that has got to equally propel you to go do that second investment property and do it again. In either scenarios, whether your first property goes great or your first property does not go great, take the learnings, take the relationships you've built, the knowledge you've accumulated, hopefully the profits you've acquired, and go forward to that second investment property and make money twice. Because I assure you, once you move on to that second investment property, and in either scenario, whether you do well that first one and you do even better the second one, or you do poorly that first one and you do better on the second one, either way, once you make money twice, you will get that momentum you're looking for. That first property may be very daunting and you may step back and quit after one because it went so well, and you'll find yourself celebrating that success for a long time. You may never move on to the second one, or that first one may go so bad you may find yourself never letting go of that defeat, and you may never move on to the second one. Regardless, you've got to move on to the second one, and you will be shocked at the momentum you will have, the knowledge you will acquire, the experience and the confidence you will have that's going to propel you to take even the third step, the fourth step, the fifth step forward to build your real estate investing business. It took me 9 months to buy my second rental property, and that property I paid the exact same for as I did my first rental property, except the second one was a three-bedroom versus a two-bedroom. So I was able to find out how to get even a better deal the second time, which propelled me even further. And here I am 10 years later, still buying properties to this day. So instead of reasons why you can't start, start to think of reasons why you can't not start. Don't delay all the benefits, the cash flow, the tax advantages, the equity buildups, the profit, the appreciation, all that is out there for you to capture today. And every day that you delay, you're forgoing the benefits of real estate investing. Start with what you have. You'll be amazed at what you have after you start.
Great points as always, Kevin. A pleasure speaking with you today.
Thank you, Lewis.